B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 105 and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast, we're Beasley Media Group Station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
Beautiful, Rodney. All right, time to a little bring the heat action. Is it going to be not? You know we should do it? Warm day next week. I think it's going to be in the 60s one day.
Oh, it's going to be a nice day coming up.
And we're going to joint, got some outside. It's going to be, well, it's going to be raining. Monday.
Monday, 59, 58.
60 on Tuesday. 60.
I got the rain.
Yeah, but you know, you can't be outside, but you know, at least this is warm. Walk around. All right, we'll figure out a spot. What do we got for bring the heat?
Hey, 10-9-8ers. I know your second star goes down, but gather yourselves. Be prideful. Have some heart. I'll tell you what. Go follow the f***ing yellow brick road. Find the Wizard of f***ing Oz and get a heart. If it costs money, I'll f***ing Venmo you. I am humorless today. Got nothing.
Yeah, here's the problem, though. They, Tobias, where are you, Tobias? We're talking about hearts. Do we get go to the line? Attack the rim. Go to the line. Go to the line. Take over. Get mad. You're playing a trash, stinkified Cleveland team. For real. They blow like the March wind. The Cavaliers. And they stink.
Okay, I'm going to come clean here, and I'm going to ask for forgiveness. I bet the Ben Simmons over in point when he got hurt, and I also bet Joel Embiid the over last night. I may be the mush, and it may be my fault, and I am sorry. I'm asking for forgiveness.
Brother, it's not you. It isn't. That's just happenstance. That's just coincidence. It's not you. It's them. He's fine. He'll miss tonight, but he'll be back for the weekend. He'll be back for the Clippers.
Hey, Mike! It's Ben Simmons is back! I got all bummed out yesterday because Mac Hollins is going left, but I was all here by myself, and then all of a sudden, you wouldn't believe who showed up. It was Joel Embiid's shoulder in the sixth season. It's done.
Ben's back. His bum back next to his bum. Reporting in that he's chilling with Joel's shoulder. Here we got body parts. I mean, this season has just come apart. Like, the bodies have come apart.
Yes.
We're getting trolled by Ben Simmons' bat.
Oh, there's more.
All right.
Hello. This is the Prophet calling you again. I called about 2 weeks ago, and I warned you. It is time to start trusting the process again. We started winning. You guys started winning. And it's time to start tanking. The process and the basketball guys will always win.
Oh, no. Not another process. Not another tank. Although, I will tell you this. That if you said to me right now, you could forego the playoffs this year and get in the lottery for a 5% chance at the top pick, I think I might do it.
No, you do that?
I think I might.
And just a little, we know you didn't want to throw away the season. Just a week ago.
Dude, the Ben thing killed me.
Yeah.
And then last night, watching them with such a feeble effort after Embiid's out, I feel like beaten up. Getting Tyson Fury did it to the body blows. You know that? You remember the video? You don't remember this. You're too young. The Mike Tyson punch out.
Oh, I know the video game, yeah.
I feel like that guy just getting rocked.
I want you guys to set up a boxing match between me and the Sixers ownership because I hate them. I hate them. My best three versus those three, they're losers. They're losers and they're losers. I hate them.
The ownership?
Why the ownership?
Well, why the vitriol for the ownership?
It's not them.
Yeah, I don't understand the ownership issue.
Maybe you're upset with him or Elton Brand. Maybe that's what he means.
See, I can't say anything. I liked what Elton did. I did. My cousin said it was funny. We were talking about it, and I was like, I said, "Bo, I like what he did. I liked what Elton did. I felt the same thing." You know, certain circumstances, and it looked like they weren't going to be able to get. Because we were talking about, what's his name, what did Malcolm Brogdon. But because he was restricted, they were afraid they weren't getting anybody if they waited to try to get Brogdon.
It all made sense. You got your stretch forward.
You know, I thought it would work. I thought he would hit shots.
He's the backup center.
I thought Harris could play the three. And, you know.
You got something out of Butler. With the Josh Richardson.
See, I saw the same, like, all that stuff, you know, I can't argue with.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Cuz, yo, Tunis, to see your Phillies fan here. What in God's name was that last night? That's worse than when the Eagles lost to the Dolphins last year.
That's on par.
I'm done. Yeah. Until Brett's gone, I'm done. I'm not watching another game. I'm not going to root against them, but I'm not wasting my time watching these stinking Sixers anymore. I'm done. Have a good day.
Wow. You know what's funny is that the Dolphins game, by the way, Rod, it's beautifully Arctic. It's awesome. Mikey Miss will be happy. Hot box no more, man. It's the chill, baby. But by the way, Judas, I mean, not for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
For the Cavs Dolphins thing.
I mean, is that not on point?
Well, at least the Eagles still had Carson. I think the Dolphins
to me,
was
the
worse.
The Dolphins game was worse,
yeah,
but
you had
they lost
Carson.
To the Cavs, and the Eagles lost to the Dolphins. And it's kind of the same part of the season.
Yes. Yes, correlation right there. That you're at the final stretch right now, and you need to win some games.
Screw them. If this is what it takes to get Brett Brown fired at the end of the season, screw them. We all know what needs to happen. Why it hasn't happened yet, nobody knows. But you know what? It needs to happen. It should have happened a long time ago. It hasn't. It's overdue, and now we all know it. Let's go, Flyers. We need to leave the Sixers in the past because this season, they're done. Let's go fly, boys. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a separate. Let's Go Fly Boys, without a doubt, that's separate. But I can't just go gleefully into the playoffs and go, that's it, I'm done with them. I can't do that.
That's the thing, they're still going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Right? Like, there's no way.
No, like, if you ask me, could I flip a switch? I might. Like, if I took the, you know, the good night pill for the season.
You would do it.
I might. Just because I don't feel like being tortured anymore. But as
in
you
the
go
end, they're
through
make the
it, I can't, you know, I know.
That's the thing, they're like, and we're gonna get jazzed up. Like, let's face it.
Listen, we will definitely, you know, at some point, I assume, if Ben comes back, we will play the song again. But right now, if Ben doesn't come back, will we play the song again?
No song?
I don't know. We will definitely play the alarms again.
There's no Ain't No Stopping Us Now Sixers version.
It's the song, Junis. It's the song. What's next?
You know, watching Tobias these past couple games, well, this whole season pretty much, makes me think back to that interview you guys did with him at the practice facility at the beginning of the season. Talking over and over again, you know, I'm going to be a leader for this team, take over, I'm going to do this, I'm going to, you know, guys that say I'm going to all the time before they do something, you know what? They never do it.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right. You know, like, I hear him trying to be the leader. Here's the problem with it. It's not leading off the court. It's playing on the court. That's the issue.
It's saying, give me the ball. Right, like, I'm going to score right now.
That's the issue.
It looks like it's the same thing you saw again yesterday. I mean, 38 threes, but they're just floating around the perimeter. Nobody cuts. What, you afraid to go down low and get hit?
I just don't understand why he doesn't go to the line, why he doesn't attack the rim. I think
Tobias Harris is a reason why he's been on five teams that gets traded almost every year, and that is not to give him $180 million. And don't tell me, oh, they don't have a choice, they don't have a choice. Yeah, they did. Coach, don't do that. That's what you don't do. You don't make that trade for him, period.
I like the trade.
I mean, he's second-guessing the trade now. And again, listen, it's fair because it hasn't worked out. I just say at the time, I do the same thing. So, again, I got to go down with the ship.
We talked about it last year.
Yeah.
Remember, I was like, hey, you see the Clippers are AC, Tobias final year of his deal. Yeah. Would you make the trade? We talked about it. I still would have made the trade. But again, what he's saying about the money.
I know. I just, you know, he's right, but I would have done it. So I would have, you know, it's Titanic mode. We're going to say, I can't believe it.
It's me, the devil.
Oh, no.
Now trust the process with the Sixers.
The Sixers have heart. My black heart. Trust the process.
Oh my God. Oh. The devil. He finally found a home okay guy. That's his character. The okay guy got abducted by Satan.
There is one point guard that can save us.
How y'all doing, Big Bro? How y'all doing? Let's make some noise. Hey, I ain't Ben Simmons out. You know, the ghost of Nick Foles is a good baller, too. Yeah, I'll play point. Yeah, let's make some noise. Shoot some three-pointers. Yeah, I will. Yeah, yeah, let's make some noise. Come on.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
I got your back.
How's everyone doing?
Oh, Oh my God.
How many times during that run did one of the announcers say, "Well, you know, Nick Foles, he play point guard in basketball."
Yes. Yes.
Collinsworth must have said that 1,000 times during that
times.
Run. They loved bringing up that he played point
guard. Yes, you're right. Yes. It is, let me ask you this. Is there another point guard or former point guard that could save them?
Would it be Trey Burke?
No. Who?
A former point guard.
Yes, a point guard who could save them.
That's available?
He's an assistant, yes.
Ooh.
Come on, Jason Kidd.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Or Mark Jackson.
Or Willie Green.
You got it wrong, man.
He's still out there somewhere.
Give me the sirens! I need the alarms! Sound the alarms, Chunas! Please! I can't do it anymore. We need help. The alarms go off. Sound the alarms. The Knicks are in town. And we're afraid, Tunis. Where's the dog, Tunis? Can they hear us in Camden?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.